Gloria Campos, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
How's it going, Rick?
It's going good. So you started at WFAA back in 1984.
Right, September of 1984.
September of 84. Did you ever imagine you'd still be in the anchor chair 30 years later?
No. In fact, I didn't even anticipate becoming an anchor. I was hired as a general assignments reporter and public affairs program host. That's how I started.
Is there a story from those very first years that really has stuck with you?
I remember a young lady, and I don't remember her first name. She was a Latina, and she had been injured really bad in an auto accident. Mm-hmm. And I did several follow-ups on her, and gradually she got better. You know, we didn't really do those kind of stories at the very beginning, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of profile a victim like that. And I think we're seeing more of it now because news has to be about people. And, you know, I hate that we would report crime and then not talk about the victim.
Did WFAA's ownership change from homegrown Belo to Gannett have a role in your decision to leave?
Not at all. The downturn kind of in 2008 kind of stunted my plans at the time. I was asked to do the 5 o'clock after we lost some staff. Mm-hmm. And I was told it would be temporary. And I really feel that that was really a major component in my decision to speed my retirement because
so you were
it
going
5, out.
6, and 10?
Yeah, most nights John and I would alternate with Shelley Slater at 5 o'clock. After a while, when you're doing that with so many deadlines,
right.
it gets to wear on you. And I'm not a young woman anymore. You know, I'm going to be 60 in August.
You were the very first Hispanic TV anchor of a weeknight news show in North Texas. Did you feel a lot of pressure?
Yeah, I sure did. I really did, but not the way you might think. The person who preceded me as a news reporter there had not done well and was let go after 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so I felt a tremendous amount of pressure to succeed so that other Latinos would get an opportunity because I had seen what happened. And if I don't succeed, then maybe there won't be another one getting a chance. Really early on in my career at Channel 8, I want to say 6 months in, someone came up to me in the community and said to me, Gloria, when I see you on TV, I see myself. It was a turning point in my life and in my career. I thought to myself, if this person who doesn't know me believes in me, then I better start believing in myself.
What are we going to see at the end of tonight's newscast?
I really want to thank everyone, and I've tried really hard in my blogs and my postings on Facebook to thank people. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a lot of wonderful people. The crew, I think I'm going to miss them the most because they work so hard day in, day out. And of course, John and Dale and Pete and all my coworkers. We've never had quite, I don't think, as good a bunch.
Well, Gloria Campos, congratulations on a remarkable career.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, and thanks for coming in.
You bet.